Hi, I'm Julie Kane, managing producer for Cross Currents and creator and host of Audiograph. At KALW, we create joyful, informative radio in partnership with listeners. And right now, we're asking you to keep that partnership strong with a contribution to the station's September campaign. Join us at KALW.org. Thank you.
San Francisco is a city of art. It's in the murals of the Mission District, the halls of the city's many museums, and sometimes in very unexpected places. That's what KALW's Laura Clivens experienced on a recent bike ride. Here's how it happened.
Sunday mornings are sacred, but not for any religious reason. It's when I head out for a weekly bike ride through Golden Gate Park west to Ocean Beach. But one weekend, I decide to go on a Saturday instead. I take my usual route, cruising through the aromatic eucalyptus trees along the Panhandle, hugging the curves of John F. Kennedy Drive in Golden Gate Park. And when I arrive at the White Conservatory of Flowers, something's different. On my left, a soothing and out-of-place sound emerges. It's jazz.
We used to call this the Conservatory of Flowers, and we used to call this the Conservatory of Music.
That's Aaron Cohen. I find him with three other musicians playing underground. He's got his hands on a shiny alto saxophone on the southern end of a tunnel, about 50 feet long, that runs under JFK Drive. The musicians are perched on one side of the tunnel.
Some of the stuff I practice, my neighbors wouldn't want to listen to. So you can work out your stuff here. I use it as a rehearsal space.
But you wouldn't guess that. It sounds like a straight-up performance. Paul Corella plays a tenor sax, and he says there's a backstory to this musical gathering.
I remember coming through the park, this is over 10 years ago, and hearing somebody playing guitar. And I came out, and that's where I met Sid, who was a fellow who lives near the park, who would use this as his practice room down here. So I brought my horn down and we played, and then I just started coming down and practicing here if I had some time, because I didn't live too far, and we'd get together on the weekend and play.
When it's not raining or freezing, any number of jazz musicians can be found here on Saturday mornings, improvising melodies and wooing passersby. The musicians say the demand for their music in formal venues has gone down, making the tunnel sessions more significant over the years. Sitting on the steps, I watch as the musicians sway to the music, making eye contact with each other, nodding their heads in time, revealing subtle smiles. They are clearly enjoying themselves, and it draws people in. Couples approach and share a kiss. Young children come and dance. At some point, a family of Spaniards approaches. The father picks up a free guitar and sings a spirited version of Guantanamera that Cohen is happy to accompany on his sax. Corella says this space is key to the magic that they're creating.
The acoustic properties are really something. I mean, I play different spaces, and this has just got a wonderful hang time. It's not too long, just long enough to make the sound. It's very round. Sounds good.
That guy who jumped in to agree is Peter Tittelbach. He's an electric guitar player originally from the Czech Republic.
It's better than Carnegie Hall or whatever, you know, or Davis. Symphony Davis Hall. It's got better acoustic than Symphony.
It's fun to hang with these guys. They seem like old friends. They say this is where they're free to play around and improvise.
I'd say it is, sure. You know, and if it works for them, you know, then, you know, they'd become, I'm sure, a part of it.
By works for them, he means they need to withstand a democracy, a musical one, that is.
So far, it's like no leader. People just come on their own. You know, nobody tell what we're going to do. You know, and it's some people cannot take it. Like, there was a guitar player, and he said, I cannot play with band which has no leader. And I said, this is most democratic things I can find, you know, because, like, nobody ever, you know, kind of, like, wanna be on top.
I can't imagine who wouldn't love this. But Corella says there are a few downsides, like the chilly wind.
You know, brass instruments really get cold and they go flat. So you gotta, you know, you have to make up for it by tuning your instrument to to an extreme that makes it sometimes very difficult to play.
And then there's mention of some mosquitoes here and there and the rare instance of a park ranger visit.
We had a nice crowd here and we're playing great. And a park ranger came and he was really feeling guilty about it. But he told us that he said, "Oh, I'm just telling you, I got a complaint that you have to go. But you don't have to go." You know, he said he was going to call in sick next week so he wouldn't have to do this.
Good call. As it nears 1 o'clock, the wind picks up and the musicians begin to pack up. Their stint here is over this week, but they'll be back next week and the week after. And it's not for any recognition or any tips. Actually, Paul Corella says, since it's not a hired gig,
if we blow a few notes here and there, it's okay. It's more about our just getting some experience.
And for people like me, passing by, it's about an experience too, the one of stumbling across something surprising on a familiar path. In Golden Gate Park, I'm Laura Clivens for Cross Currents.